Hi everyone, welcome to tonight's call. It is May 2nd, 2013, and it is our call for the ADD Time Management Coaching Group. And at this time, we don't have anyone on the call, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about getting places on time and use this as a bit of a training, although it sounds like someone just joined us. Hi, this is Laura. Who's there?
Hi, Laura. It's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good, good. We didn't have anyone else on the call, so I was just going to do a quick teach on some things. But before I don't want to delve into that, if you've got any questions or time management challenges you'd like to focus on this week?
I have one, but I don't expect it to take that long.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you had suggestions for, I guess lately it seems like I've had a lot of little tasks, like things that don't take that long, but there's just a whole bunch of them, and you know, when I have them on a list, I just feel overwhelmed because there's so many of them. And I'm just wondering if there's some way that I can, I don't know, like I was thinking about maybe grouping them together somehow, but I don't want to group them into categories because I don't like I don't like the idea of doing a whole bunch of like phone calls at the same time or, you know, paperwork at the same time or something that I don't like doing and to do a whole bunch of it at once. But I feel like I need some way to make it seem like there's less stuff that I have to do.
Okay. Now, when you say they're smaller things, are they, like, how will, do you anticipate these things each taking a somewhat consistent amount of time? Like, maybe is it 5 to 10 minutes? Is it a half hour?
Yeah, I would say most of them have been falling around like 5 to 10 minutes.
5 to 10, okay. And then when, sorry, my husband and boys are just getting home, so the dog's going crazy. So when you think about like how much time, like forget about how long that list is.
Okay.
And think about just the time you want to spend. Like is it you'd want to spend an hour working on those types of things, or is it hard to say?
I don't really know. I mean, definitely not more than 2 hours. I don't, you know, I guess it anywhere between half an hour and 2 hours.
Okay, okay. And are these things that are on a master list or sort of in your memory bank somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking of it as far as instead of thinking about, okay, what are all the things I need to do? Could you think about it first from the standpoint of how much time do I have? And let's say it's a half hour. And then it's like, okay, what are three quick things that I can try to get done in this next half hour?
Okay.
You know, and pick a, and I don't know if three is the right number, but I'm thinking picking a relatively small number of just like things that you can then plug into that time frame as opposed to trying to make a big list and trying to figure out all the priorities and the categories.
Okay. Yeah.
How does that, tell me how that feels, how you might implement that.
I mean, that feels a lot better than going through the long list and going, oh my gosh, there's just a huge number of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe each day if I look at my schedule for the day and then maybe I just set a goal for, I don't know, I guess how long I'm going to work on those sort of to-do things. And then I guess I could pick, just a few to start with and see where that takes me.
Okay. And then is it something where do you ever have trouble when you have time like that? Do you ever have trouble selecting what you're going to put on the list? So tell me how you might go about that if you were going to like try to do this strategy tomorrow.
I mean, I think there are certain things that I know, that I know need to get done before other things. And so I feel like I could maybe try to find the things that need to be done first.
Something else that may work, and this could just be something that you just kind of, if you've got any of these things on a list somewhere, to go through and just, when you've got a little bit of time, just go through, and maybe this is one of those short time frame activities. And go through and say, oh, I think that'll take me 5 minutes, that'll take me 10, that one'll take me 20. And kind of give yourself an idea of how much time those things take. And then you can kind of gauge too, if it's a half hour, maybe you want to have 4 5-minute tasks as opposed to 3 10-minute tasks.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that just reminded me of the old calendar to-do list app that I used to use.
Oh,
Man, I still haven't found a good replacement, but one thing I loved about it was that it automatically would show you in a very visual way, like all the to-dos that you had, kind of how long they would take. And I mean, you had to tell it roughly how long you thought it would
sure.
take, but it would show you and then kind of show you what would fit into your day, which I really liked because just it's nice being able to see it at a glance. I don't know if, I mean, I've been looking, I haven't seen anything
You
that
know,
really.
I even, there's a, I belong to the ADHD coaches organization, and one of my fellow coaches has started keeping a kind of just like a technology list for coaches to reference as they're working with clients. And I even asked him and some of the other members of the group about that, and they said there's not been a good replacement. And that's, I wonder if it's just like, is the technology so hard or something? It doesn't feel like it should be.
Yeah, I don't know. I started a while back. I was so frustrated that I couldn't find any apps at all for a while that I liked. And my brother does computer programming, and I was like, "Hey, how hard would it be to make an app?" And so we kind of started on this project of the Nicole app of what
Oh,
would be
that would
the
be
perfect
so
app for you.
cool.
I think it's awesome, and it's a great way for us to bond over something. We'll have periodic phone chats, and he's kind of teaching me, but it's such a slow process because I don't know any computer programming stuff. So I'm pretty sure it'll take me a couple of years.
Right. And you're just the person with the need, and he's the one that you need to do actually all the programming, right? Yeah, it does. It seems like it sure seems like it would be a way to really make some money, 'cause I think you could really sell that.
We'll see. But
Yeah. I'll buy it. If you sell it, I will buy it.
Awesome. The closest thing I've found is there's an app called FreeTime, and
Okay.
it doesn't do anything visually really well, not in the way that I would like, but kind of what it does is it looks in your calendar for and adds up all the free time in your day. Like you set times for I mean, like, it'll look at all your appointments, and then you set times like, I don't want to work during these times. And then it looks at all the other times in your day and says, okay, you have these times free, and here's how many hours that equals, or whatever. And so at least it kind of tells you, but
Yeah.
that's the closest
Well,
I've
that's
gotten.
yeah. There's another tool, and it's not, again, it's not going to give you that visual, but there's a tool that I've used in the past. I haven't used it lately, but it's called, and it's not, they don't even have an app, or they didn't last I checked, but their website's pretty mobile friendly. It's called workflowy.com. And it's just, it's a basic simple to-do list. And but you can tag things. So what I used to do is I would, like, I had like all these, kind of like you, like all these little things that I wanted to get done, and it would be literally like I might have 15 minutes, a half an hour of free time, so I wanted a way to keep track of it. So I would put, number sign 5 min, number sign 10 min, and then depending on the time I had available, then I could go into Workflowy, and it's like, you know what, I've got time for a 5 minute task. Click on 5 min, and then I can find all the 5 minute tasks. And I would even do it where, all right, I'll just do the top of the list, and it's something small, productive, and it's a way to kind of chip away at that list. Again, it's not visual. It doesn't show those visual time blocks.
Are there any, I mean, even if they don't have that feature, like, are there any sort of, are there any apps that are more visual in nature, just in general?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go look at this group that I was telling you about. Visual, because that's such a good, I think that's such a common thing. And I'm not. Not coming across anything. Let's see now, calendars. They have something, they recommend something called Around Cal, which says you can create appointments, add photo, voice memo, image tag with address book link. For each appointment, you can set priority and processing status. But that's all appointment stuff. And it sounds like you don't have trouble keeping track of those actual appointments with other people, right? You want keeping track of your to-dos. I'm not finding anything here either, which is strange because, there's so many, I think visual is just such a good way to think through things. Now there's one life topics. I'm just trying to, someone wrote a lot of stuff about it.
I think I tried that one once and I didn't
Did you?
understand how it worked. I
It's
mean,
it, and even its review seems confusing to me.
yeah.
And security shopping. No, you know, the biggest one, if you are at all looking for using timers, the biggest visual timer that I really recommend is Time Timer. Have you ever seen that?
I don't have the app, but I have a knockoff time timer, kitchen timer type thing. It's kind of neat. And I do have an app. I haven't used it in a while, but I had one that I like it in concept. I just wish it were a little bit easier to move things on and off the list. But it lets you kind of set up like a to-do list, or I mean, it could be one thing, but you can have kind of a list of things. It could be your schedule for the day, or it could be anything really. And you can basically set like timers for each thing, and it shows you like kind of in that time timer style. I don't know. I feel like almost. I know there are some to-do lists that I guess will show you like one thing at a time. That one kind of did that too, but you had to turn your I use my iPod and I had to turn it sideways to do it that way. But I mean, that's I guess that's easy enough. I don't know. I guess I'll keep looking or.
Yeah, and if I will continue to keep that in mind too, because if there's, it feels like that would just be a perfect solution for you and for so many other people.
Yeah.
How do you keep track of all those little to-dos right now?
Well, for a while I wasn't after my, you know, I was just keeping them in my head, which was not good. And then I started forgetting stuff. So then I found an app called 24Me. It's really just a list, and you can make different lists. So it's not that visual. I mean, you can other than you can like red flag priority tasks. So I kind of set it up to where I had multiple lists so that like my very top list was just my top three priorities for the day, which was working. It was working really well when the things that I had for the day were bigger. Or like took longer, but then lately it's just been a lot of little things, and I feel like sometimes all of them are, I don't know, sometimes I feel like all of them are equally important, or at least I have to be sure to do all of them in the same day. And so my system that was working now, you know, doesn't seem to apply for all these smaller tasks, or at least it just gets overwhelming looking at a very long list.
And I wondered, could you use that? Could you incorporate that with the concept of, I don't know how easy it is to move things around on that list. You know, is it something where you could drag things over to a list that was like, okay, I'm going to drag them over to my 1 hour list or something?
You can, yeah, that's what I don't like about it. And I wrote to the app developers to ask if there was any way they could make a shortcut, you know, because some of them will use gestures where like you double tap and it'll bring it to the top of the list or something. And they were like, well, you can, you know, it'll automatically prioritize by date. And I was just like, well, that doesn't entirely help me. So it's not, I mean, it's doable, but it's not super easy, I find. There's another app. I might just end up downloading it. There's one I looked into, and, you know, it was more expensive than I wanted to spend for something that I can't find a lot of reviews on and haven't, you know, haven't tested and don't know much about. But it makes it look like you can drag things really easily, and it might be worth just trying it.
Yeah, because that's the thing with Workflowy. It's not like, I like the tagging thing a lot, where you can do the, you know, hashtag and the minutes, or really any category. But you can't. But if I want to completely move something to another list, I can move it up and down on the list, but if I want to move it to like a whole other category, it's not it's not so simple.
Yeah, and that's how it is with this because, well, you know, you can move it up and down actually pretty easily just by dragging, like holding and dragging, but when there's a really long list, it takes a, it can take a while just to move one item onto a different list. So.
Okay. That's not what you need.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, I will definitely keep my eyes open for something like that.
Okay.
If you find anything, be sure and let us know, because I think everyone could get a lot of use out of that.
Yeah.
Well, what else is going on for you? Anything else around time management that you wanted to focus on tonight?
I don't know. Not unless there's something related to, like, stress management. Because things have been very stressful lately, and I feel like that makes, you know, that adds to the sense of overwhelm with, oh, my gosh, I've got so many things that I have to do.
Yeah, no, that's, and were you the one, were we talking about your morning routine a couple weeks ago? Okay.
Yeah.
And was the idea that was going to help with the stress management?
You know, I guess a little bit, but mostly it really was just wanting to start my day in a more focused way because I felt like I was just scattered in a bunch of directions. And I do feel like that's better in the morning. Like I just started, I asked my physical therapist and so she gave me a couple of exercises and I feel like it's helpful. I feel like it's helpful starting my day, I guess. You know,
okay.
if I could do that 3 times a day, that'd be awesome, but she won't let me, so.
Oh, okay. We got to go easy still.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So from the starting day perspective, that's working well?
That, so far, I mean, I just started, you know, just the other day. But, yeah, it seemed to go better. So far, so good.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good news. And then when you think about stress management, I think it is relevant to time management, just from the standpoint of if, you know, it's like it can either impact the time management or the time management can impact the stress and stress. So
yeah.
when you think about stress management, I mean, is there anything that's worked for you personally in the past?
Yoga.
Okay. We're already doing that at the maximum,
yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think I need more things, maybe. I mean, most of my things probably have been more physical and, you know, just being more physically active. And I am kind of at my limit with that right now. So I am doing that, but it's not to the extent that I could before. So it's not as stress relieving.
Sure.
So I definitely need to find something else. And like you said, like the time management stuff definitely impacts, you know, they impact each other.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And what about music? Have you ever used music as a, you know, stress reducer?
Yeah. Not that often, but I do like music a lot, and sometimes when I'm just really overwhelmed, that's usually when I might, you know, turn on some music. That can help sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I find, too, depending on sort of the type of stress can almost dictate the type of music that you want to listen to.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, if you're, you know, sometimes I'm just so frantic, and there's a channel on Sirius Radio, I think it's channel 68, and it's just like spa music. And if I'm just kind of running around, it's like, oh, I can use this 10 minutes in the car to, you know, do some deep breathing while I'm listening to some, you know, just some quiet spa music. But then if my stress is like sort of like really frustrated at something, or, you know, maybe a little angry about something, some good rock and roll music is good to just play really loud and sort of get it all out.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like when I'm like sort of more frantic like that too, like I need something more calming. And then, you know, sometimes I'm just like exhausted from the stress, and those are times where I feel like I need something more kind of upbeat and happy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll have to ask my brother. I'm trying to look for it right now, but there's an app that actually will allow you, it'll pick music for you based on like mood or the occasion. That sounded pretty neat, I guess, though, and I don't know the name of it.
Okay, oh, that sounds cool. I think Pandora too has just kind of different almost genres of music that you can listen to on there. You know, another thing that you can do for stress, and this is, it's almost so simple that it's like it's hard to remember to do it, but just when you start to get stressed, to just really observe your breathing, and then work on taking, you know, some deep breaths and just noticing, you know, how that breathing can impact you. And that's also something, you know, when you tie it in with time management, that you can do it pretty quickly. You know, it doesn't feel like it has to be something that's going to take away time from other things. I guess the same thing with music. When you think about how, you know, you're kind of needing the stress management, I mean, what would you say your reactions to stress are?
This week, I just wish there were a pause button on my life where I could just pause everything and take a break from everything, so that, you know, because it just feels like too much at once, and like I have too many things I have to do, and I'm already overwhelmed, and it just feels like too much at once. And so I feel like, I think my reaction is to just want, I don't know, to just really want a break, and to really feel like I need a break.
And what does that break look like, kind of in the ideal state?
Well, in a practical sense, I'm not really sure. In the most ideal state at the time, it's usually like, okay, I wish I could put my life on pause for a week and go on vacation, and then I'll come back and deal with it.
Okay. And a week's vacation isn't in the cards.
Not yet. No, not until July.
Okay. So I got to make it to July. So when you think about that, I mean, is it realistic to, I mean, how much of a break would be realistic?
That would definitely depend on the day.
Okay.
But in general, I don't give myself breaks. Like, I'm that person who, like, always worked through their breaks at work, and, like, I don't know, it's something I don't usually think about doing until I'm kind of at my max, where I'm just overwhelmed.
Okay. And do you have a sense of how long it takes you to get at your max?
I think it usually builds up for me over, you know, weeks or months even, but during a single day, definitely after, anywhere between like 3 and 6 hours, I could be kind of like my energy will start to drop.
Okay. So what if you... if you're going to, and I know you said you're the kind of person that works through your breaks at work, but could you implement some sort of break? And I'm, you know, I think you can be flexible as far as how long that break might be. I mean, maybe it's 10 minutes, but could you, I don't know, every 3 hours, just let's start there. Could you take a 15-minute break and just, you know, maybe, I don't know if your physical therapist would allow you to do a yoga pose, but maybe one or two yoga poses if you could, or maybe it's some deep breathing. Maybe to just kind of close your eyes and just rest. I mean, is that, like, how could you work in something like that into your day?
I like that idea. You know, and when you said it, I immediately had an idea of how, because there's, back to apps, there's this app that I really love, and I could never really figure out a good way to use it, so I still have it, but I haven't used it. It's called Bloom, and it's like visual reminders, so it has like, you can set photos of your own or theirs or some combination that kind of go along with whatever the reminder is that you want. So like, you could have a take a break reminder that would have pictures of, in fact, they even have one, I think, preset that's something like, take a 1-minute tropical vacation, and it's got pictures,
cool.
It's got pictures of like, you know, tropical themes and something that looks like it could be from Hawaii or something, and like a spa and stuff like that. And you can even pick a song to go with it, and then you can set the reminders. The only thing I don't like is, so you can set the reminders to be either random so that you'll get it at a random time during the day, or you can set them for specific times. And the only thing I don't like is there's no setting where you can automatically say, remind me of this, you know, at these like multiple times a day. You have to either set individual, you know, like the same reminder 4 times, or it does give you an option after your initial reminder comes up, like, hey, remind me again in a few hours. But for some reason, I always tended to ignore that. Like, when I was testing it out, I was just like, yeah, I'll turn that off.
Right. Okay. Like, it doesn't, it feels like, oh, I don't need another reminder. I just got this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I do, so.
Right. No, and you really, you notice that and you acknowledge that. So would that be something either to give a try or to use that concept? Could you maybe find just your own pictures that you want to maybe put, I don't know, into a little PowerPoint or just, you know, save the pictures and print them out or something?
Mm-hmm.
How might you make that work for you, I guess is the question I'm asking.
Yeah. I think I want to try it. I think I could try out the app, and I would just have to make the same reminder several times. And then I think, looking at it right now, I just want to make sure that it's easy to edit the times, because that's my only real concern, because my schedule is not the same every day.
Right.
Yeah, that's easy enough. I could do that.
Okay. So, and then how often will you set your reminder to take a break?
Maybe like 3 times to start with.
Okay. So is that like every 2
like
hours,
every
2.5, 3?
Yeah. I was thinking 2 sounds better. I'll do that.
Okay. And, you know, it's going to be interesting, too, and I would ask you to just kind of think about this and notice, and if you're comfortable to, let me know how it goes. I'm going to guess that not only is it going to help with stress management, but that it's also going to help with time management. Because sometimes, we keep going and going and going and going. Mm-hmm. And we think, I got to do this, I got to do this, I got to do this. And now you're kind of focused on these smaller tasks, I'm going to go do these 5 tasks this hour. At the end of the day, though, that break can really recharge you, too. And often it can make you even more focused and more productive when you get back to work.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool to see.
Yeah, that'd be great. It seems fairly counterintuitive, but I believe it. It makes sense. But in the moment, it just feels like, no, I don't know. I don't have time to take a break, kind of.
Right, exactly. So, and if you come up against that, sort of that barrier, what's your answer to yourself?
I think I will have to, I think some of it is trying it out as an experiment and seeing, this could make me more productive. I'm going to try it and commit to it for, this week or
okay,
3 days this week. And also I think if I check my schedule, beforehand and just so I know and I can see I do have some time for this. I think
so
it'll be good. Yeah, kind of. I don't know if it'll work, but I think at least if I look at my schedule, this is where the visual schedule would be so nice because I could really, just see at a glance, I really do have time for this. But yeah, I think. If I could look, at least it can't hurt.
Okay, good. And how many days will you commit to doing that over the next week?
I'm thinking 3.
Okay. Good. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes. What else can I help with tonight?
I think that's enough.
All right. Okay. Well, let me, do you still have some time to stay on the line?
Yeah.
Okay. Because what I was going to do a little teach on tonight, because, I try to have some sort of topic I can talk about just in case no one calls in. One thing that just seems to come up for people so much is just getting places on time, whether it's getting to work, getting to appointments, even getting to meetings, if you're in an office setting at work, and that type of thing. Do you ever have challenges with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been getting a little bit better, but yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, so I, because since you're on the line, I'd love to make it real for you, and what I wanted to do is just share some tips. But let me share those, and then we can see if maybe we can even make those work most effectively for you. And we've talked about timers a little bit already, but one of my biggest, I'm a real big advocate, I guess I should say, of timers. And that timer I like, whether it's on a phone or an iPod or the physical timer, I'm a real big fan of someone with ADD being able to see the time pass, because just that lack of time awareness is very real for someone with ADHD. And But when I talk to people, sometimes they're like, well, a timer is fine, but sometimes I don't hear it, sometimes I don't see it, sometimes it doesn't give me enough time. And so one of my biggest tips is that, okay, if you know that you need to leave the house by 7:45, then set the timer for 10 minutes earlier so that you've got time to get yourself ready to walk out the door. And I really think that works too for even going to meetings within an office and that type of thing. I mean, it doesn't have to be leaving the house, but it's really a matter of, a lot of times people will have just meetings back to back to back to back, and I find that no, that's really not what you want to do. You can't build in so much into your schedule that you don't at least have some of that travel time.
Yeah.
And you know, one thing, even tying it to what you were saying, and it's harder to do it when you don't have, something visual, but just to look at a given day, and, I know people that will try to get, 8 different appointments into an 8-hour workday, and I really encourage them to really try to make it more of a half. Or, when you're looking at to-do items, to really not jam so much in together, because then you won't have that time to kind of prepare and go on to the next step. And then the other thing with getting places on time is just knowing when all those appointments are. But I think, Nicole, from talking with you, you've really kind of got that under control as far as, your scheduled appointments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, probably the next biggest thing for me too is just I just really recommend that people, get to bed at a regular time and have a regular sleeping and waking schedule, because so much of that time spent lost getting places and getting places late can really be, a lot of it can be due to lack of sleep. And I think that's something that we lose sight of, again, I got to get everything done, I got to do this, I got to do that. And at the end of the day, it's kind of like not taking a break. It's really going to be a detriment to your productivity and to getting places on time.
Yeah, I've been noticing that recently where, certain things that I normally do before going to bed, I'll make a lunch for the next day, or usually I make a lunch for my husband, but I do it so late, and I was like, this takes too long, and then I tried it earlier in the day when I wasn't so tired, and it actually doesn't take that long, and just kind of goes along, I think, with that productivity thing of you think you have to keep going, but sometimes it's not really, it's actually not that productive.
Yeah. And if you can just take that time earlier in the day, it's going to save you time in the long run.
Yeah, and then you actually get to bed on time and get up, to a smoother start the next day.
Right, and it starts a much better cycle. Yeah, absolutely. That's really important. And I don't know how to, and there's two issues I think with sleep when someone has ADHD, because there's sometimes truly people that really just have a hard time falling asleep, and there's there's some things that those folks can do. I mean, drink a decaffeinated tea a little bit before bedtime, but not so close to bedtime that it's going to cause you to wake up in the middle of the night to have to go to the bathroom. Listening to calming music. Sometimes people will use lavender aromatherapy to kind of help calm their mind. I've had people use that, and it can be really, really successful. But then there's other people that just feel like they just, no, I got to get more done. I got to stay up. I got to do it. I got to do it. And it sounds like that's more kind of where you'd put yourself.
Yeah, that or, you know, at night it's like my time to unwind sometimes and like a time to just kind of relax. So sometimes I'll get caught up in other things and it feels like the computer, you know, I might be on the computer for a while and it's like, well, I can't do this at another time, so this is like the only time I can do this. And then I'll just stay up really late because I don't want to stop, you know.
And you're probably researching something or learning something.
Yeah.
So it's valuable time, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it's like sometimes we as adults need someone to give us a bedtime, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Definitely. I know back when I was younger, I used to fall asleep on the couch a lot, and that was just the worst. Because then it's like you're not sleeping well, then when you do get up, it's not good.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing for getting places on time is really just thinking about a mindset shift. And then one thing that one of my very first clients that I had that she did that really sort of impacted her mindset shift was she started, she had a big enough purse that she could put her book that she was reading in it. Or, you know, I'm guessing you might have a Kindle app on your phone. But to kind of set that intention that I'm going to have a book with me so that when I get to that meeting early or when I get to that appointment early, I'll have something to do. And I can still be productive with my time. And this client would, she'd take a book with her, and she got to the point where I think it almost turned into a bit of a reward, so that, you know, she went from being chronically late, always rushing to get somewhere and always walking in late, to, well, I've got my book. And I want to get there so I can read my book for 10 minutes before the meeting starts or whatever it is. And I think that can, just having something, and to me it's you know, something to read. It could be, I suppose it could be a game to play, all, you know, on the phone, but I think that could almost be counterproductive. That could, like, be hard to draw away from when it's time for the meeting to start or something. But you know, kind of building in a little mini reward to help you build that intention, I think that can help as well. So those are just a few thoughts that I had and wanted to share tonight on getting places on time. Do you have any last thoughts or questions before we wrap up for tonight?
I have something completely unrelated that I'm just curious about, which
okay,
is...
Okay, go ahead.
I was just wondering how long you've been coaching.
I have been coaching for, it's a little over 4 years. I finished my coach training actually in April of 2009. So I've been doing it right about 4 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think I ever asked you how you found me.
I found you online. I found your blog, actually, and I was just going to say, like, I'm really glad you're doing this in this group, because I definitely find it helpful. But, I found you through your blog because I was kind of, like, trying to figure out some time management stuff and was, like, overwhelmed, and I think it was prioritizing that I was looking up, and your blog came up, and I was reading it, and then I found myself reading it more and more, and was like, these are really good ideas, but I still need help. And so,
okay.
So, that is how I found you.
Oh, good. So I always love to, you know, connect, and I always love it when that blogging pays off, you've probably noticed I've sort of had some writer's block lately, so I need to I need to start blogging again and send out my newsletter and stuff again. It's supposed to be a monthly newsletter, and I'm pretty sure I haven't sent it out since February. So, but I've got all of May now to do it in May, so I'll help you put that out. But, oh, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. All right. Well, thanks for calling in tonight, Nicole. It's to me, I really enjoy the group, and it's fun when more people call in, but I always feel like it's, even if one person calls in, it can be really productive, and I feel like the issues that you shared and talked about, I think that most everyone else is going to be able to relate and learn from them too. So I appreciate it.
Cool. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome, and have a great week, and let me know how it goes.
All right. I will.
All right. All right. Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.